Traditionally, when Wisconsin has raised its minimum wage, it's been at the direction of a wage council. These councils are appointed by the governor's Department of Workforce Development and include representatives from business and labor. A plan by Racine Assembly Democrat Corey Mason would change that by automatically increasing the minimum wage to keep up with the consumer price index. Mason says it would keep wages from stagnating.
For too long, whether it's in Washington or Madison, wage earners at the bottom of the pay scale, people making minimum wage, are at the mercy of the political whims of when people like us or people in Washington decide it's time for there to be a minimum wage increase.
Mason's bill has already passed the Democratic-controlled Senate, but Democratic leadership in the state assembly has signaled it may not have the votes to pass there. Assembly Labor Committee Chair Christine Sinecki, a Milwaukee Democrat, says she opposes the plan. Sinecki has been a vocal advocate of wage increases in the past, but says indexing the minimum wage could put jobs in jeopardy in this economy.
If I could, I would gladly raise the minimum wage by whatever amount we need to raise it to make sure that our families were receiving a living wage. However, in this economic time, I don't think we can do it. I don't think it's appropriate. I think we'd be putting many small businesses in jeopardy.
Instead, Sinecki is backing an alternate plan that would require the state's wage council to meet every 2 years to consider increasing the state's minimum wage. The last time a wage council met was roughly 6 years ago. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.